The COVID death toll has reached a grim milestone here in the U.S., with 800,000 Americans now dying from the virus. The CDC is warning now the Omicron variant's rapid spread could lead to a new wave of infections as early as next month. Meanwhile, that rapid spread we've been seeing is threatening to derail the seasons for NFL and the NBA. Dozens of NFL players have been placed on the COVID reserve list, while reports of positive tests in the NBA have led to multiple cancellations or delays of games. Let's bring in Dr. Asha Shah. She's Stanford Health Director of Infectious Diseases. Doctor, you know, it feels like when you look at the headlines over the last few days, we're kind of regressing in trying to move past this pandemic. And yet we've got these reports that say, number one, the Omicron variant is more infectious, but it's also not as... it doesn't lead to the kind of serious illness we've seen with the Delta variant. How do we balance these headlines?
Yeah, so it's definitely been quite the roller coaster getting through this entire pandemic. And here we are again facing another surge of cases and a new variant. What I can say we do know about the Omicron variant is that it does seem to spread quite efficiently and rapidly through communities. But I think the good news is that we have the tools to fight Omicron. We're in a very different position now than where we were at the beginning of the pandemic. We have great vaccines, we have testing, and we have masks. And all three of those things are effective in preventing the spread of COVID. In terms of the mild symptoms seen with Omicron, it seems that the majority of those cases were in individuals that were fully vaccinated. So for unvaccinated individuals, they're still at risk. And you know, this continues to be a disease of the unvaccinated, and we try to encourage all of those folks to get vaccinated as soon as possible.
And maybe that would account for kind of maybe why we're seeing the WHO come out and stress alarm right now when it comes to that, maybe particularly unvaccinated countries or countries that haven't had access to vaccines, given the fact that Omicron does seem to be spreading so rapidly, would be a very big problem for them. But when you step back and look at maybe how it's impacting some of those more vaccinated countries, it does seem like it is mild. So I guess what's the takeaway for people out there who are watching this spike in cases saying, well, I don't think this is going to mean we're going back to lockdown measures, but what else can you do?
I think what it's important for everyone to do is to go out and get your booster. So if you've been fully vaccinated, I think what we're seeing is that the vaccines, there's a waning immunity perhaps over a course of 6 months, 7 months after your second dose. Getting a booster shot really helps to prolong the duration of that immunity. And some of the preliminary data coming out from South Africa and others show that the booster may be the key in kind of increasing that vaccine effectiveness against the Omicron variant. The other thing that individuals can do is, you know, stay home when you're sick, wear a mask when you're indoors, especially when you're in areas of high COVID transmission, and get tested often. You know, get tested if you're sick, get tested if you travel, get tested before a holiday gathering. All of those things can really help curb the spread of this disease.
Despite some of those concerns you highlighted, we have continued to see big gatherings, especially at sports games. And we now have the NFL placing what's roughly 100 players on the COVID reserve list. The NBA moving forward with some cancellations, partly because some teams don't have enough players in place because they've tested positive. Is it time to maybe press the pause button on these gatherings until we have a better handle on the variant?
It is, unfortunately. I do strongly believe that these large gatherings, especially of individuals where vaccination status may not be known or vaccines are not required to attend, are risky situations given the level of transmission of COVID that we are seeing, especially locally here and in the Northeast. not to say that holiday gatherings with family should be discouraged, but, you know, smaller scale gatherings where, you know, people are feeling well, people are vaccinated, your high risk family members and friends are boosted. Those types of, when you put those types of safety measures in place, you can celebrate the holidays safely, but I would advise against large gatherings at this point in time, given the trends that we're seeing.
So just to clarify, Doctor, do you think the NBA or the NFL should pause the season right now because of the rate of spread we're seeing?
It's hard for me to answer that question, but I do think that it depends on the level of transmission that's being seen within the league and also the level of precautions that they're taking in the arenas with the spectators. So, you know, again, we have the tools to fight COVID, vaccines, testing, masks, right? So when some of those measures are put into place, you can make these events as safe as possible. It also depends on the level of COVID transmission, wherever those games are occurring. There are different levels of transmission in different areas of the country.
Yeah, I guess, you know, too, stepping back to the beginning of all this, you know, we've talked a lot about kind of doomsday scenarios in which you have a variant that is not only easier to, I guess, pass from one individual to the next, but also more deadly. Again, earlier, it doesn't seem like Omicron is leading up or living up to the latter piece of that. But again, maybe a dry run to just say, look, you know, that these variants are going to keep popping up as long as the globe's population isn't vaccinated, and still a lot more to do. Globally in getting there. So, I mean, what are maybe some of the takeaways from this, if you are echoing what we're seeing out of the WHO around maybe the need to increase vaccinations across the globe to prevent the next version of this?
Yeah, I mean, that's the key. As long as we have large communities of unvaccinated individuals, the virus will continue to form new variants. That's what these viruses do. The fact that this virus so far, this variant so far seems to be more mild, again, in fully vaccinated individuals is a good thing because, you know, maybe we'll get to herd immunity a little bit faster. But this is not going away. And I think that we can get to some semblance of normalcy if we encourage more vaccination and encourage more boosters. And this just may become a regular thing. Every year you get your flu shot, and every certain number of months or years you get your COVID shot. And maybe that's where we're heading.
And finally, Doctor, we saw Cornell move their finals to online after they had about 900 new COVID cases this week. We saw the push to digital online learning at the height of the pandemic, but you know, similar question that I asked you about some of these sports leagues. Is it time for universities to maybe reassess the number of in-person classes they continue to conduct in light of what we know about this variant?
So I think it depends on the level of transmission and the number of positive students at a given university. Again, it's hard to make a general statement about this because there's different, you know, patterns of spread in different parts of the country right now. I think that it's very well established that in-person learning is much more advantageous for students, no matter how old they are. And so, you know, I would hesitate to recommend that everyone go back to virtual learning. But again, I think it's about using those belts and suspenders to make the classrooms as safe as possible. So encouraging mask use and boosters, especially amongst college kids, because now the recommendation is to get a booster if you're 18 and above. And so those types of interventions may help curb the spread in these university settings.
Well, Doctor, we hope to have you back on the show as we continue to learn about this new variant. Dr. Asha Shah, Stanford Health Director of Infectious Diseases. Good to have you on today.